Hello, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and I know your English will improve today. And so will your bargaining skills. Yes, we are continuing our lesson on bargaining and asking for discounts. So if you love shopping, this lesson is for you. And if you don't, well, don't go away, because we have lots of language tips to discuss. The first thing we'll be discussing today is bargaining etiquette. Yes, etiquette is necessary everywhere you go. When bargaining, don't waste people's time. And of course, stay polite. But what if bargaining just isn't an option somewhere? Don't worry, there are other options for saving money. And we'll talk about that too. Now, let's go inside and find Gabe.
Hello everyone, my name is Gabe.
So Gabe, since we're talking about bargaining today, do you like to bargain?
You know, I do like to bargain, but like I said yesterday, I'm not very good at it.
Oh, really? Yeah. What happened? Have you ever bargained before?
Well, yes, I have. And I've lost quite a bit of money while bargaining because I wasn't good at bargaining. Like the time I was in India and I was buying a couple of bracelets. I forget the price, but I tried to bargain and they lowered the price a little bit. But then when I told my friends the price they sold it to me for, they were in shock because it was still way too expensive.
Oh, no, Gabe.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, it sounds like you need to learn to bargain. And I think today's lesson could be very beneficial. So I think we should get started with the first reading.
Can I get a discount? Bargaining etiquette. Although bargaining customs vary, a few rules of etiquette apply in most cultures. First, avoid wasting people's time. If you don't intend to make a purchase, don't initiate bargaining. While bargaining, it is okay to walk away, but once you agree to a price, you must buy the item. Stay polite. Don't get indignant if the first prices are too high. Remember, salespeople expect to bargain. Similarly, don't criticize items the shop's owners made themselves, and know when to stop trying to drive the price lower. Sellers in third world countries probably need the money more than you do.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们要来看的是 etiquette 这个不可数名词。Etiquette 是指礼仪、规矩或者是行为规范。例如 ,there is some email etiquette one must follow. For example, you should write clear subject lines. 有些电子邮件的礼仪一定要遵守。例如主旨的地方应该要写清楚。或者是 as a diplomat, you need to know diplomatic etiquette thoroughly.身为一位外交官，你应该要彻底了解外交的礼仪。继续我们来看的是 indignant 这个形容词。indignant 是指愤怒的或者是愤愤不平的。例如 ,the residents were indignant when they found out they were being forced to move out of the building in 6 months. 当住户发现他们被迫在六个月后要迁出这栋建筑时都非常的愤慨。或者是 Martha was indignant at the way her colleagues treated her. Martha 对同事对待她的方式感到愤愤不平。
Well, yes, this whole section is about bargaining etiquette. And that word is straight from our word bank. We'd like to talk about it because etiquette applies to many different areas of life, not just when you're bargaining. Right, Rebecca?
Now, hold on for just a moment.
Yeah?
Gabe, typically when I hear the word etiquette, I think of table etiquette, office etiquette, dinner etiquette.
Well.
But bargaining etiquette?
Yeah. Well,
bargaining etiquette. I thought that when you bargain, you just Bargain? I didn't know that there were some rules that apply to bargaining.
Well, there are some rules, and I guess it's more a matter of being polite and not being rude to people. That's what etiquette is all about, right? So, like you mentioned before, table etiquette, I would also call it dining etiquette. Mm-hmm. That is like pulling out the chair for somebody to sit down and using the right utensils first. So starting with the utensils on the outside, and then making your way in. And, of course, putting your napkin on your lap. That is dining etiquette.
Exactly, or dinner etiquette. Mm-hmm. That would refer to your table manners, the conversation that you're having. You don't want to have awkward situations. Mm-hmm. So you want to be careful about how you present yourself at the table.
Now, of course, another kind of etiquette is maybe when you go out to a concert. You would call that concert etiquette. If someone is performing on stage, you don't want to do things to interrupt them, so turn off your cell phone. That's part of having good concert etiquette.
And that's always a good reminder when you go to a concert, turn off your cell phone. Well, I think we need to continue on with our lesson. It reads, although bargaining customs vary, a few rules of etiquette apply in most cultures. We want to take a moment and talk about a phrase here in this sentence.
That's right. The rules apply, or they don't apply somewhere. So there are some rules that apply all over the world. Now, we could use this phrase to talk about other things, right? So maybe a teacher at your school has certain rules, but another teacher might say, you know, his rules are for his class. The rules don't apply in my classroom.
Exactly, and this could be the same in a family. Maybe one family has certain rules, but then the other family doesn't have those same rules. So you could say the rules of that family don't apply to our family.
Or we could even talk about laws that vary from country to country. The laws of driving apply in that country, but not in this country. So there are many ways to use that word, apply.
Well, talking about bargaining etiquette, our lesson says, first, avoid wasting people's time. Now, in general, I think that it's rude to waste someone's time, even when you're trying to bargain and get a good deal.
That is a good point. And we read on, if you don't intend to make a purchase, don't initiate bargaining. And let's take a closer look at that sentence with Liz.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence. If you don't intend to make a purchase, don't initiate bargaining. Now notice, to intend means to plan to do something. So the writer is saying, if you don't have the desire or plan to make a purchase, don't start bargaining. Let's take a look at the pattern. If you don't intend to, blah, 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 don't, blah, blah, blah. This is a simple but slightly more formal way to tell people not to act a certain way if they don't want something or have plans to do something. For example, let's say your friend has been dating this girl, but it doesn't seem like he's serious about her. So you can say to him, if you don't intend to marry the girl, don't make any promises to her. Or let's say there is a very popular class at a local university, but there is a limit to the number of students who can be in that class. So you can tell people, if you don't intend to take the class, don't sign up for it. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm Liz, and I hope to see you all again next time.
This is a nice looking hat. How much are you selling it for?
Only 5,000 U.S. dollars.
5,000 U.S. dollars?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you 1,000 for it.
Oh, no, no, no. 4,999, maybe.
Okay, 3,000.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll give you a special price, 7,000 U.S. dollars.
3,500.
Nope.
I'm not going up more than 3,500.
4,998.
Okay, then I don't want it.
Where are you going?
Well, our lesson says that it's okay to walk away as long as I didn't make a deal or agree to a price, and I don't want to buy that hat.
You're just going to walk away?
I'm going to walk away, because I don't want the hat.
Well, don't walk away right now. We have to continue teaching our lesson, Rebecca.
Oh, you're right.
But yes, it is okay to just walk away if you don't agree to a price yet. But if you do agree to a price, it's kind of rude to just walk away.
And so, since I didn't agree to a price, I'm just going to walk away. But not at the moment, because we want to continue learning some great stuff in our lesson here. How does our lesson continue?
Well, of course, it's important to stay polite no matter what you do. Now, in this next paragraph, we read, similarly, don't criticize items the shop owners made themselves. I think I have a picture of some necklaces that are... Ooh, those are ugly.
Gabe,
oh my word.
Don't criticize those necklaces. I think they're beautiful. And in addition, our lesson says don't criticize items the shop owners made themselves. And you don't know when the shop owner made the items and when they didn't.
Well, that's true. So it's important. Just stay polite no matter what you're doing and no matter where you are. And the next sentence says, and know when to stop trying to drive the price lower. Well, what does it mean to drive the price lower?
Now, of course, this is not referring to driving a car. This just means that you're trying to make the price lower. You're trying to get a deal. Now, there comes a time when it's just rude to keep trying to drive the price lower.
That's right. Now, but of course, you do want to try at least a little when you're bargaining. That's what bargaining is all about, driving the price lower. You can use that word drive in kind of a different way as well. Maybe you drive people away by your attitude sometimes. I drove her away with my harsh words. I said something mean, and it drove her away.
Well, here our lesson continues. Sellers in third world countries probably need the money more than you do. And let's take a look at the word third world. This is actually referring to underdeveloped nations or countries that are still developing. Well, we still have a little bit more to learn about bargaining, so join us right after this. Hello, and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about bargaining around the world. So far, today we've talked about the importance of etiquette while bargaining. There are a few rules that apply in most cultures. Don't waste people's time. And once you agree to a price, you should buy the item. And of course, be polite wherever you are. Now, are you looking for other ways to save money while shopping? Let's talk about some other options together right now.
Can I get a discount? Other options. Even in countries that don't allow bargaining, you may find abundant opportunities to save money. Many stores sell old items on clearance or hold huge sales at the end of a season. Others offer discount cards to regular customers. Some of these can function as credit cards within the store, and a few can even be used elsewhere. Wherever you go, understanding local customs can help you find good prices and great goods.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 abundant 这个形容词。abundant 是指大量的或者是丰富的。例如 there's an abundant water supply in this agricultural area. 这个农业区里面有充足的供水。或者是 wildlife is abundant in this national park. 这个国家公园中有物种丰富的野生动植物。它的名词是 abundance, A-B-U-N-D-A-N-C-E。例如 food and drinks are in abundance on the cruise ship. 游轮上食物跟饮料应有尽有。所以我们看的是 clearance 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 clear, 清理这个动词。所以 clearance 是指清除、清理或者是清仓。例如 Brenda bought many linens and towels during the department store's clearance sale. Brenda 在百货公司清仓大拍卖的时候买了许多床单跟毛巾。或者是 a special team was sent to help the clearance of the mines. 特种部队被派去支援地雷的清除。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Let's get into this section called Other Options here. And we read, even in countries that don't allow bargaining, you may find abundant opportunities to save money. That's a great phrase to know. Opportunity, an opportunity to do something. That is a chance to do something.
Exactly. So let's say that you're going on a trip somewhere. You could say that there are so many opportunities or places to go hiking, or there are so many opportunities to go shopping.
That's right. What do you have an opportunity to do? There are many opportunities to study abroad these days. Now, do you take every opportunity to practice speaking English with other people?
I hope that you do, because I'm sure you have lots of opportunities. Well, our lesson continues. It says, many stores sell old items on clearance or hold huge sales at the end of a season. Now, we want to talk about this word clearance. It actually reminds me of something in the States called the clearance rack. And here we have a picture.
That's right, a clearance sale. Everything must go. The store is trying to get rid of everything, and so they make things a little bit cheaper so people can afford to buy them.
Oftentimes, if you buy something on the clearance rack, you won't be able to return it. So be careful. Make sure it's the item that you want to buy.
All right. Well, we continue here reading. Others offer discount cards to regular customers. Now, there are many different kinds of cards. Now, a discount card would give you a discount. What's another kind of card, Rebecca?
Let's see what I have in my wallet here. Oh, I have a yo-yo card.
Oh, nice.
This helps on the MRT.
Oh, I have a membership card, card to a nice bookstore. This helps me get a discount at that bookstore.
I have a credit card. I can buy stuff with this.
Nice. I have I forgot to return this card. This was the card to let me get into my hotel room in Indonesia.
Oh, Gabe, you still have that card?
Yeah, I should probably send this back to them.
Probably.
Well, anyway, there are many different kinds of cards. Maybe even a gift card you could give to somebody for when they go shopping at a certain store.
That's very true. So what kind of cards do you have? Well, anyway, right now, it's time for us to go visit the guys in the information cloud. They have something to talk to us about unwritten rules that govern speech.
Whether we're in a business meeting or a university classroom, whether we're talking to local people or foreigners, if we want more success communicating with others, it helps to pay attention to logonomic rules.
Now, it's not important that we remember the word logonomic. What is important is that we understand the concept that in every situation we find ourselves in, there are unwritten rules that govern our speech.
For example, when a group of people are talking, who is allowed to speak? Who is allowed to interrupt? Who is allowed to change the subject?
What is funny and what is offensive?
Once, when I was traveling in a foreign country, walking through a local market, I heard two men shouting at each other. I really thought they were going to get into a fight.
Now, let me guess. They were not angry at all. They were just bargaining?
Exactly, Ken. That's what the tour guide said. In that culture, in that setting, yelling about prices is perfectly normal.
You know, unwritten rules of speech are so familiar to us that we hardly think about them.
That's right. So everyone, what are some rules that govern your speech?
世界各地的讨价还价习俗很不一样，有些地方你会看到两个人好像在吵架，吵得脸红脖子粗，好像要打起来了。其实他们只是在讨价还价。我们会发现每一个文化的语言都有一些 unwritten rules， 潜在的不成文的规则。比如说在某一个聚会的场合，什么人可以发言，什么人可以提出反驳，什么人可以改变话题，大家都很清楚，没有人会违背大家彼此认同的一套规则。或是在谈论的过程当中，什么话题会冒犯到他人，什么是幽默的，每个文化都有他一套的不成文的规定。所以我们学英文不只是要背单字，更重要的是了解英文背后的文化。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Look what I just spotted, this beautiful scarf. Excuse me, how much is this beautiful scarf?
It's only $20.
$20? That's more than I want to pay. What should I do? I know. Maybe the salesperson will lower the price. Excuse me, I think that price is too high.
Then don't buy it.
Wait, can't we bargain?
No, bargaining in the mall is rare and frowned upon.
In some places, bargaining is expected. Is the price set in stone?
No, the price is not set in stone. It's set in paper. It's listed on the price tag, but it cannot be changed.
Aren't you asking a high price and planning to decrease it?
No, usually large stores don't allow bargaining. On the other hand, outdoor flea markets do.
Outdoor flea markets?
Yes. Find a scarf at a flea market or an outdoor stall.
But I want this one. It's so beautiful.
Then buy it. It's only $20.
I was just hoping for an opportunity to save money.
It's $20.
All right, all right. I'll buy it. Here's my credit card.
Hey, this is our store credit card. That means you get a big discount.
Oh, how nice.
What kind of etiquette should you use when you bargain? Well, a few rules do apply in most cultures, like avoid wasting people's time. Don't initiate bargaining if you have no intention of buying the item to begin with. It's okay to walk away, but if a price is agreed to, then buy it. And second, don't get indignant if you feel prices are too high in the beginning. Yesterday we said that prices in some places are set higher, as the salesperson expects to bargain. So smile and begin. But know when to stop trying to go lower. And remember not to criticize what a shop owner may have made and is trying to sell. So, how do you find good bargains in countries where bargaining is not the custom? Well, there are often clearance sales or end-of-season sales where you can get huge savings. But no matter where you travel, have fun. And understanding local customs is part of the fun of traveling.
Thank you, Linda. Well, Rebecca, are you sure you don't want to buy this hat? I will sell it to you for $4,500.
No, $4,500 is too much. But wait, do you like pizza?
Of course I do.
How about I give you this gift card to Pizza Hut in exchange for the hat?
Okay.
Yes?
That's a deal.
Yes. He really has to learn to bargain better.
Wow, I'm so happy. Thanks for joining us today, friends. And we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.